Good morning. I have to tell you it's an honor and a privilege and a pleasure to speak with you here today, to see some faces that I haven't seen in a while, and to see some new faces that I hope to get to know better. Pastor Kevin, I have to tell you, you have no idea how similar your lesson with the children is to what Habitat does each time we start a build. I have no idea who's going to show up. I'm pretty sure I have an idea on what we're going to build, but you never know. And in fact, most builders will tell you that the way Habitat does this, where we get 300 or 400 people together in the course of a build, that most have never done construction before, and we build a home, an energy efficient, tight, good, healthy home for a family. Most builders will tell you that's impossible. You have to have skilled people to build a home. That's why we're an organization of faith, a faith-based organization. That we can do it. We can do it because we have the community, the many hands of the community, different hands, different skills. None of us come to the table with the same skills. But Habitat, we always talk about building houses with Habitat. But the other side, the other part of our mission is to offer those in the community the opportunity to offer your gift, whether that be the ability to hammer nails or bake snacks for the volunteers or help raise money or volunteer at the Habitat Restore to raise money for houses. Whatever it is, it's in the process of offering that gift that we realize just how fortunate we are and how much we have to give. Many folks have said, working side by side with what we call the partner family, that family that's going to get that home, we come to realize we're not so different. We come to realize that we care about our children, we care about our future, we have hopes, we have concerns, we have fears. We're very, very similar. And in the process of building a home, we put our faith into action and we make a home possible. Bob mentioned at a dedication, that's at the very end of the project, where everything is finished, we invite everybody back. Those who have helped on that particular house, or perhaps those who have helped before in some capacity, to come back and celebrate with us. And we stand inside that home. It's no longer a house, it's a home. And we stand inside of what I consider to be a miracle. That what wasn't there before, but for the grace of God and a community, we have changed the life of a family. Every morning when they get up and go to work or school, and every night when they come home, they have a place to rest their head that they know is safe and decent and affordable. They wake up in a different environment, most of these families, than they have ever been in. Through Habitat for Humanity and the graces of the community, and the goodwill of the community, we have changed the trajectory of that family for a lifetime and lifetimes, as we know that when children grow up in a healthy, stable environment, they are more stable people themselves, and they make more involved community members. And so it's Habitat for Humanity that has been able to put things that we can physically see, the 2x4s and the roof and everything, together to make this miracle visible to us. And I want to, you heard about some of the history of Habitat. I want to fast forward and bring you some good news. In 2017, we started 5 Habitat for Humanity homes in Chittenden County. This year, we're going to do another 4 in Chittenden County. couldn't do it without the community. There is no funding that comes from Habitat for Humanity International, this mothership out there somewhere. It comes from the community, whether it be financial donations to buy the land and build the house, or whether it be those hands that help us build the house, or whether it be those folks who make a donation of stuff to the Habitat for Humanity store in Williston. All of that goes together like a puzzle to make this one big picture happen. And without all of those pieces, we couldn't make this puzzle, this lifetime change, possible for the family. I tell the board of directors that you folks working behind the scenes are critical to the operation spokes in that wheel, if you will, that make it happen. And so this process of Habitat, I have the benefit of seeing, as Bob said, I'm in my 17th year with Habitat for Humanity. And I am still enthusiastic. Even after those 50 and 60 hour weeks, sometimes, I am still enthusiastic because of the families, because of people. Not because of 2x4s and not because of roofing materials or foundations, but because of the people. I have the benefit of seeing many of these families, where they come from in our community. And these are working families that pay rent. To see where they've come from, where they're living now, and the conditions they're living in, and see them through this process as they put in their 400 hours of sweat equity, helping us build their house or their neighbor's Habitat house, and then see them sometimes afterwards and see the difference it has made in their lives. It doesn't solve everything. Nothing will solve everything. But it's that foundation. It's that opportunity to pull themselves up, because many people think that are under the misunderstanding that Habitat is a giveaway. It's not. It's a hand up, not a handout. Habitat sells the home to the family at cost, and the family repays that loan back to Habitat, Green Mountain Habitat. And we use those dollars again to build the next house over and over and over again. So that family not only is in a good, simple, decent, affordable home, but they're building capital. They're building equity. Most of these families that are coming from Chittenden County, their mortgage, tax, and insurance on a brand new energy efficient home is less than they were paying in rent in Chittenden County. So they've changed their life, not only where they're living on a day-to-day basis, but because they're building capital, and that's what a lot of the poor lack, is capital, so that they can change their life and their children's lives going forward. And so, because we have such a generous community, Green Mountain Habitat has been very successful at building homes. As you know, the cost of housing is going up and up and up, and land is going up and up and up. And in fact, as Bob mentioned, Charlotte donating 3 building lots, that's only the second time in our history since 1984 we've had land donated. The rest of it we're buying, and we're always looking for more land, whether it be an individual lot or multiple lots for a subdivision. But it's the community that enables us to do it. It's your hands, your mind, those gifts that you've been given that can make the difference in the life of a family. And I can tell you, I told Pastor Kevin I wouldn't be up here too long, but I could go on and on about the stories that I have been fortunate enough to hear and to learn. And when my 2 boys were younger at home, I can't tell you how many times I came home and said, "You have no idea how fortunate you are. Let me tell you what I heard today about this family that came to this country after living 18 years in a camp where they went out of their house in the middle of the night to escape. They were separated, husband and wife. One of the husband stepped on a landmine, blew off part of his leg. Separate camps that they were in, and only by chance were they transferred and and were reunited with each other, came here. I see that gentleman driving a bus every once in a while. And out the window comes the hand. Dave! it is just so powerful to see the difference we can make in the lives of our neighbors. And I'm sure you all know the many, many good organizations that we have in our community. And thank God for those. Those are what enable us to not only help our neighbors, but to enable us to realize that our faith can be put into action. And we can visibly see the miracles that can happen around us. So I'm here to tell you how grateful the Habitat for Humanity organization is for the support of the community. I'm here to tell you the good news about the difference that you folks have been part of that puzzle to help make a difference in the lives of the community. And going forward, how we're building houses in 2018. There's an opportunity. If you'd like to hammer, or if you'd like to help out at the Habitat Restore in Williston, that store is run mostly by volunteers. Some people come for one day, some people every Thursday is my day. There is an opportunity, whether it be on the site, in the store, or on a committee, to work with Habitat for Humanity, and make a difference in the lives of children and adults. Because I can't tell you how many times I have heard from adults what a difference it makes to them to be able to provide for their children what they weren't able to do before. And the stories of where they've come from, whether it be mold, or whether it be the house floods every spring, or whether it be family that moved into a house in Charlotte that they were renting a house in Hinesburg, and for 2 months the septic system didn't work. And the landlord said, I don't have the money to fix it. What? This is a family that was paying rent. It wasn't free. So this is the opportunity, some basic opportunities that we have the opportunity to make a difference. And that's the good news that's in front of us, that this opportunity is here, and God has provided that. And God has given us those gifts that we can share. Thank you very much for your help over the years to Habitat for Humanity and the families. And I would encourage you to check out the website, see the different opportunities. There's something for everybody in one capacity or another to make a difference. Well, thank you very, very much. I'm gonna be coffee, and I think there's some donuts. Somebody told me there were donuts or something. No. I'll be here afterwards if you had any questions. Thank you very much.